The wireless customer you are calling is not available. Please try again later.
El cliente de servicio móvil al que llama no se encuentra disponible. Favor de intentar más tarde.
Message 1. US01LV.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Shalette. I'm calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Elliot?
Yes, you are. Hold on 1 second here, please.
Okay.
I just had a business or a phone call, and you called me here, so.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. We finished right in this house. Okay. All right. I was wondering you go to, what do we got written down there, Dustin? Splash?
Support Local Splash at localsplash.com. Is that what it is? Let me see.
Are you looking for help to how to add the photos? Upload photos?
Yeah.
Okay.
Support Local Splash is where you go, right?
No. Support at localsplash.com is the email that you can email them to us. But here's how you upload. You go to log in, you want to go to my.localsplash.com.
Okay.
And while you're going there, I'm going to actually send you your login again, which will have the link straight to it to make it easier if you don't get any.
I got the password here.
What's your username?
Username is my phone number, and password is Best Social.
Go. And just like you see it, no spaces, no capitals, no dashes.
Password, Best Social. Make this a pain, right? 174 local results.
Is that right? My local splash.
Let me go to website editor, I would assume.
Editor? Is that where we get this?
No, not yet. Okay, and let me say why. Website editor is a tool that will allow you to edit things all over the website, but if you're trying to get us pictures into your gallery, then we have another place to go on here. So I want to show you that first, okay? Look at your menu, you're going to see business info.
Okay.
What kind of device are you using? A computer or a phone?
No, we're on a computer here. They said it had to be on a computer, so that's why we got a computer.
Okay. So a computer is going to... website editor works better on the computer, yes. But what I'm going to show you here, it can be done from phone or computer, always better from the computer. So if you see business info, the last thing on the menu, tell me when you're there.
I'm there.
Okay. Scroll to the very bottom of it. And I'm going to catch up to you and log into it too, and see what you're seeing, okay? Here you see some of your pictures, and these are pictures that are currently in your gallery. I see one turned sideways. No, it's not turned. Yeah, it is turned sideways. A little confusing. Okay. Well, anyway, so you see these pictures here and where it says click here to add photos?
Yeah, we see that.
Okay, so anytime you add pictures here, they'll go straight to your gallery. They also go onto your account with Local Splash so that we can use them for other things. We can use them for Facebook. We can put them on Google. So one other thing I'll show you in here, and then I'll show you the website editor, okay?
Okay.
So if you get this part, when you scroll up a little bit, where you see the whole description.
Yep.
When we go on your website and you see the about section or our story, It's pulling from what's written here. And I tell you this because website editor is going to be used for other things, but these two things you want to always change from here. If you're changing any of this information, if you're trying to change it from the about or our story, you change it here, or your gallery pictures. Okay?
Okay.
Other than that, I'll show you, now you can back out of this and go to website editor.
Okay.
And you're going to see a whole lot of other tools. And we sent, I think, some links to show you how to use this area. And so basically, what kind of things do you have in mind? And I'll see if it's something I can guide you on, or if you're kind of familiar with this type of interface already.
No, I'm really not tech savvy at all.
I'm familiar with it.
He's familiar with it. I want to just add photos. What I want to do is just add them. You guys say that you take my photos and make, like you said, add them to, you know, Facebook
okay.
and different places.
Yes, but here's the thing. Adding photos, okay. So if you just add photos where I just showed you, they're all going to show up in your gallery page, okay? And yeah. The reason it's important to do it this way is because those two areas I showed you, if you make a change here, if we unpublish your website and republish for some reason, it's going to repopulate with whatever's over there, okay? Just your gallery and that description area. But if you're on this website now and you're telling me you want to change a different picture, for instance, scrolling down to where it shows expert services, if you had that in mind or your cover photo in mind, that you would do from here. Do you see what I mean here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And go ahead.
I'm just trying to figure out here. So we want to add them to the on my website, right? That's what you're saying.
So you can. Well, what you're saying is you can go here and you can change these photos to one of yours, or we can go back to where we were at and we can add pictures to the gallery.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody's got to dumb it down because I'm not very genius. I have a hard time understanding.
That's okay. So when you're here, you can see your gallery, but and you change it from the other place like he's telling you. But if you had one of these specific pictures in mind, they'll get done from here.
Okay. So this is my site, Local Splash. That's how I get here to this.
Well, you go to mylocalsplash.com, and then you can go to your site editor.
Okay, but I'm just going to write this down so I got it.
I can do for you if you need.
Hold on 1 second. Site.
Well,
I
it's really my, no, mylocalsplash.com.
Yeah, that's. We'll write it down when we're done here.
But the word site isn't in that. Yeah.
You already got it wrote down.
Oh, just
so
my.
We go to that, then you sign in, and then you go to different things while you're in there.
Okay, because I got to keep this stuff straight.
Okay.
Okay, so I guess that's all we need to know then, is just how to add photos. So you answered that for us by the sound of it.
Okay. Just to let you know, and who's the other person I'm talking to? I'm sorry.
Justin. I'm sorry.
Justin. Okay.
Justin.
All right. And
Justin.
So did I say that right or wrong?
No, that's right.
Yeah, Justin. Okay. And so one thing I want to ask, I don't know if you're just helping him with this or if you want to add him on the account as a person that we speak to and authorized on the account.
I don't care.
Or is he just helping you with this?
Well, he's just helping me for right now. I suppose I would, but I would want to be in on whatever's going on because I'd like to know, in case, you know, for whatever reason.
Okay. Well, you can let us know at any time if you want to authorize someone else on the account.
That's wait, so if I add him, he can call you and figure this stuff out too?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what
I'm saying. I'll add him on then.
Okay. Just a moment. All right. And Justin, what will I write as your title? It can be. It can
title?
Be either. Yeah. It can
second
either be.
In
second in command.
What's your title?
I don't know what mine is.
You know,
but,
it doesn't have to
editor.
Really be official. It could just be just whatever you know, partner. It can be, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
you
can just do partner.
Okay.
Yep, partner, fine.
Okay. And authorizing Justin, is he just authorized to, you know, make changes on the account? Is he fully authorized to make any decisions on the account? As I'm assuming he would have already worked it with you.
Yes, that's fine.
Fully authorized. Okay, thank you. All right, now do either of you have questions? Because there is something else I'm going to show you on the website editor. Obviously, there's tools there for everything that could be done. And I don't know, I have to look it up and, you know, learn it as I go when something comes up myself. But we do have a little tutorial that if you didn't already see it, I'm going to send it to you. And it's a short 4 or 5 minute tutorial on using the website editor. And also, there is a feature there because you can do things yourself or you can ask us to do them any way you like to ask us. But when you're on the website editor, on the right-hand side, do you see a little plus sign?
If
you put your mouse on it, it'll say add comment.
Okay.
It's like if you're on the website editor still.
It says text us or call. Or no, that's not it.
Okay, to the right of where your phone number is.
I see it.
It's up higher. There you go. So that first little plus sign says add comment. If you click on that, it says click anywhere on the page to add a comment. What this is rather than doing something yourself here, you're actually putting in a request for us to do something for you. So if you you didn't do it yourself, but you want us to do something, it's one more way you can tell us what you want. You can just click on the page and say, put something here, change something here, whatever you like. That orange button at the top that says republish, we didn't make any changes, but every time you make a change, you have to hit that republish button or it doesn't happen.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Okay.
All right. Anything else today?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. Well, you both have a great day, and I'll send you that tutorial.
You too.
Thank
you. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.